Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. And we are still in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah Simen Shin Yud Ches, getting towards the end of this fascinating simen on reheating things on Shabbos. Today we begin with Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says, Asur Litein Tzonein Al HaMecham, the Ramo adds, you're not allowed to take cold water and put it on top of a container with hot water, even if your sole purpose over here is just to take the chill out of the cold water, afilu lahavshir, to make the cold water, so to say, lukewarm. But anyway, you're not allowed to do this. Kol shahamecham cham, if this hot water container is so hot, kol kach sheilu hayom meinicho sham, if you leave the cold water on it, harbe, for a long enough period of time, hayoboli de bishul, it would be able to go and cook the cold water, the hainu shia yatsu lettuce bow, which is by definition, meaning it would get it above the temperature of yatsu lettuce bow. Because shedin meiniach agabe mecham, because placing something on top of this hot item over here is kedin meiniach kineged hamedura. It has the same exact halachic status as placing it near the fire, which we said before is not allowed. V'im eino cham kokach, but if it's not that hot, then it would be permissible mutter. Now, this reminds us very much of the machlokis that we've had previously between the Mechaber and the Ramo in the previous Si'ifim, and now let's see inside the Mishneh Berurah, who will explain this further. Siv Katan Kuvches, the Mishneh Berurah explains, that which we said over here is the Mechaber talking that you can't put this cold water over here on top of the hot item, is Lufi Maz Damasik or Ramo Le'el B'Siv Tezvah Bagod, this is in regards to the discussion we had previously, the Ramo disagrees with the Mechaber, Yesh lo hakel b'zeh, according to the lenient opinion of the Ramo, this would be permissible. Im hayadav mavushal, v'lo nitzan legamrin. As long as we're talking about something that had been previously cooked and hasn't totally cooled off, and Deir Shur footnote number 114 reminds us, even if it's been totally cooled off, b'shas ha-tzorich, we had talked about in yesterday's shir, this would be permissible. Again, we have to keep on reminding ourselves the Mechaber here is a more machmir shita than the Ramah, so every time we keep on bringing down over here the Mechaber, he's going l'shitaso, but we've already pointed out that we paskin like the Ramah is a more lenient opinion. And we had said that the Mechaber wouldn't allow you to put it in a place where it would reach yatz or lettuce, but if you left it there for a long time, the Mishneh Berurah explains, the Sifkat and Kuftes, we've already explained this previously, the Chayshin, and we are concerned, Shema Yishkach, you may forget that you left it there, V'yanichenu Shem Achi Yispashel, and it will be in a place where it could reach yatz or lettuce, so if you leave it there for an hour because you forgot that it was there, it would reach yatz or lettuce, and L'shitas HaMechaber, if this is something that is moisture to it, it's a dover lach, it has liquid in it, it would be forbidden. Again, the Ramo, as we just pointed out, and as we learned previously in Shiurim, the Ramo would allow it as long as it's not totally gone cold. And again, as we said, b'shas ha'trak, even if it's totally gone cold, as long as it's been fully cooked beforehand. The Mechaber had said, this is similar to the din of putting it near the fire, which the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Kufyud explains, Rosh Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, we've explained this previously, U'mavar le'el b'sif yudalit da'afilu lo'hovik tzinosu osur, im yochol lo'vadili bishul. The Mechaber is machmer over here, it says, even right now, it's not going to be at a temperature of yatsu lettuce boat, but it has the potential to reach yatsu lettuce boat, so you're not allowed to do this even if it's near the fire. Sivkot and Kuf Yud Aleph. However, if it can't reach such a temperature, then it's mutter. The Mishneh Berurah explains, V'im ha-mechan omir agab yo'esh. But if the mechan itself is on the fire, so then this is a whole big discussion that we had, Ayin le'el b'siv ches. Look back in that shir over there for that longer discussion. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Yud Beis. It is mutter, however, if it won't be able to reach out, so let us bow. And he says, Afilu im hatzonein hu dover shalonis bashem yolim. This is allowed even if it's something that has never been cooked. So there's no concept of cooking if it can't reach Yad Soledisbo, so therefore there is no problem over here of Bishul. By definition, it can't be cooked. It doesn't have the temperature to make it cooked. L'halocha. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber tells us, Ha ilfis v'hakdera. These are various types of dishes with food inside of them. Ilfis could be translated to someone as a casserole, and hakdera over here would be a pot that has food in it. Sheheviron mirutochin me'al gabi ya'ur. These were originally kli rishons. You took them off the fire. They were heating up on the fire. So the Mechaber tells us, Im lo nisbashel kol tzorcho, if they were not completely cooked on the fire, so let's say they were in the midst of being cooked, and you took them off the fire. So you have this casserole and this dish over here that are not nisbashel kol tzorcho. So ein motzien b'kaf mehem. So you took them off, now you want to go and dish out from them. You want to go take a ladle and put it inside of it. So he says, if they have not been previously cooked fully, Ein motziim bekaf mehim. You're not allowed to stick a ladle inside them and take out the food from inside of it, the Mechaber says. Why? Shenimtza megis, because by putting in the ladle, you're going to stir it. And by stirring it, ikom mishum nevashel. By moving the contents around, you are going to be over mevashel. Since it hasn't been fully cooked, the additional stirring now will bring it further towards being cooked. However, im nisbashel kol tzarko mutter. But if it has been previously fully cooked and the Kli Rishon is not on the fire, there is no concern over here, additional cooking by ladling out from the Kli Rishon off the fire, and that even according to the Mechaber would be permissible. Now, a number of important Mishnah Berurahs over here. Sivkatan Kuf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, why did the Mechaber say that you had taken it off the fire while it was Mirutachin, while it was boiling still? It's above Yatzah lettuce bow. So he said, Nokat Sheheviron L'Rivusa. That which he said that you took it off the fire is an additional Chiddush over here. Dafilu Bazeh, even though it's not on the fire, it's still Osir to go and stir it over here, take the ladle and put it inside of it, which is effectively stirring it, if it has not been fully cooked. Kishelo nisbashel kol tzorcho. Now, ubin nisbashel kol tzorcho, but if it has been fully cooked, then afilu omid agabeya or mutar lohotzi bekaf. Then, technically, you could even take it out with the ladle if it's on the fire, and this is the opinion of the Beis Yosef. However, others disagree. Avo be'el yirabba masik di'esh lesu b'zeh. The El Yerabba disagrees and says if it's on the fire, you still could be cooking it further and would not be allowed. So there's a huge footnote 116 over here that has many, many practical halacha l'maisa situations. But first, let's do 115. The issue footnote number 15 tells us, ulahagiz b'chli sheni sheish bo tavsho sheinu mavushul kol tzorcho. So you took it off the fire, it wasn't fully cooked, and then you poured it into a kli sheni, and now you want to ladle out from the kli sheni. V'cham b'shir shayad nichvis bo, and it's still very hot, to the point where it's yad nichvis bo, which is a much higher temperature than yatzo lettuce bo, this would burn you. So Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says that also is also, even though we normally say a kli sheni and a mavashel, if it's at the temperature of yad nichvis bo, that would be a concern. Now, the issue foot number 116 brings down from the Chazon Ish. He writes, Shem rotze lahashira sakidera agabi akira. If you want to leave this cooking dish on top of the oven, machma she'ena grufa, because it's not yet grufa, it hasn't had a blech on it, and if you take it off, you would not be allowed to return it. This would be an Isser Chazara over here. Im yosim mena sakidera lo yuchal achzira, because there is no blech. So then in this situation, the Chazon Ish is mekel, and he says, mutu lahotzi nimena b'chat. You would be allowed to use the ladle to take out from this Kli Rishon over here. Alpha Pishi Omedes Hagabi Eish, even though it's directly on the fire. And this is also the opinion of Dayan Weizetzal in the Minchas Yitzchak. Furthermore, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion adds, if you're leaving it on the fire over here because of a Tzorach Mitzvah, for example, you have Archim coming, you have guests coming, or you have little children who have not yet eaten, so if you take it off the fire, you wouldn't be allowed to put it back because of a Chazorah not being allowed to put back on something that doesn't have a blech on it, it's not Grufa Ketuma, Mutter Lahotzi Mimeno Ba'oda Al Gabi Eish, then you would be allowed also to stir it, i.e. to take it out with a ladle, not really stirring it, but to use the ladle to take it out from there. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi in regards to a very, very heavy, big cholent pot, let's say, that many, many people are going to eat from it. So you're taking it out now for yourself, but there's a whole other group of yeshiva bachrim that still need to take it, and you want it hot for them. Shem Yev Shol Asiri, it's too big to hold and take off, so you have to put it, leave it on the fire, because if you take it off and put it down, you're going to have problems. So then you can rely, he says as well, on the lenient opinion of the Chazon Ish. And he adds, Kishemotzi me'akdera, when you do take it out from the ketera, however, you should be careful not to stir it. That's what I misspoke a moment ago. You're not really stirring it when you stick in the ladle, you're just scooping out food from there. But don't stir it as you do this, just take out the food with the ladle. That would be allowed. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv adds over here, Zatzal, Rav Yashiv says that one should only take from the top. One shouldn't dig down all the way to the bottom. These are the lenient opinions. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe has a more machmir position. And he says, if the kedera is very heavy, if it's a big chalent pot over here, nevertheless, you're not allowed to go and stick the ladle in it while it's still on the fire. You have to figure out a way. You get two big bachrim to go pick it up and take it off the fire, and then you can dish it out. Furthermore, lahotzi tavshul mikidei homedetz agabu eish aydei mazleg. What about using a fork? So then, one can be more lenient over here. Listen, Karol Shlita says that even according to the machmir opinion of the El Yerabba, b'pnei shelo nesa lasus kein ela b'kaf, you only not allowed to do with a ladle, which really stirs it a little bit. Machma shiragilim lahagis bo, because using the ladle, you normally stir it, but using a fork, you don't really stir it, so therefore, he would permit you to take it out with a fork. However, you still have to be very careful that you don't stir it by your sticking in the fork to grab a piece of meat from the chalent or to scoop out some chalent or whatever it is that's cooking in this pot. Then he adds, "Ulahotzi bekaf mikderu mevushelis kol tzarcha ha'omedes agabi apacha mechasas veish." But to go take out something that's on top of the blech, shelo kinegadesh, it's not directly over the fire. So then, Rav Moshe Feinstein's that cell, and the Igros Moshe says that's absolutely permissible. Why? Kivin sha'atamim le'isur hagosu eino shayochim el agabi eish mamish. Because all the isurim that he had mentioned previously that you shouldn't do and stick the ladle in and you ain't come to stir it, don't apply if it's not directly on the fire and it's over a blech. And this is also the opinion of Eliashiv. And therefore, you can be makel if it's not directly over the fire and it's on a blech. You move it to a part of the blech which is not directly over the fire. Then he says, "Ukidera omeretz agabi kidera." You have a pot on top of another pot on the blech. The chomah el yona hu bishir shayatzu lettuce bow. And the top pot over here is still hot enough that it's yatzu lettuce bow. So if Nissan Karl is shlita, in this situation says, "Nechsheves hi le'inyan hagosu kichli omer agabu eish." Since it's so hot, you consider this like a kli rishon that's directly on the fire. We don't consider this as it's separated from the fire. Furthermore, im yesh isra agosu b'mayecho yove sheno borotav. What about if you have, for example, a kugel? Over here, it's a dover yovesh, and it doesn't have gravy on it. So if you want to go and stir this, so to say, to ladle this out. So the prima gadim is mistopic over here. It says, certainly, if you're going and flipping it over here, that's not really considered stirring it. The chayin da'asar of a yashiv zatzal, shemistabish mutter lahagis bo. He says you should be able to do this. V'hosif shalotzio b'chaf mutter af mitachtis hakdera. And you can even go take out the bottom pieces over here, it's not a problem. And he says, lachtoch kugel agabi eish, to go and flip a kugel on top of the fire. So Shlomo Zalman zatzal says that is mutter. What about putting a cover on top over here? If the pot has not been fully cooked, can you cover it up? So the Shulchan Aruch, we learned in Siman Reish and Dalid, and Mishnah Berurah over there, Mipnei Sha'akisui Gorim Lo L'Yisbashel, since by putting the top on, it's going to cook better, so you're not allowed to do this. And the Bir Halacha added over there that the base mayor holds Osel Chasosa Afilu Kishe'enu Menachas Agabu Yesh. You can't even put the cover on it if it's not directly on the fire, because you're going to cause it to cook. If the kisui is on top of the pot that's on the fire, if it's already been fully cooked, so then in this situation, Rav Moshe Feinstein is that zal, and the Igros Moshe says it's still osur to go and cover it up. Kivun shelefi hateferes Shmuel hatam leisur magisu shema yitu v'yinagu heter af b'tavshul she'enu mevushul kol tzarcho. So since the reasoning is you may come to make a mistake and thereby cook something that's not fully cooked, so to over here, if you put the cover on the thing that's fully cooked, you may come to put the cover on the thing that's not fully cooked. And he says this is shayach over here the same way. He brings down as well from the Shvisa Shabbos shemistavir lahachmer zeh. He's also machmer over here, because this could lead easily to, quote, stirring it, because everything cooks over here, even the stuff that's not so close to the fire. Others are more makel. He brings down from the Ksosa Shulchan that the poskim did not say that this is usher, and he brings down other achronim that agree that this is permissible. To pour hot water onto this kedera that's on the fire, so Nissan Karlit says, misariv hatashul b'miktzas, even though by pouring the hot water you're somewhat stirring it a little bit, he says this is allowed. That's not really stirring it. By pouring in a little hot water, it doesn't really stir it. And this is also the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, however, says, but you have to do this very slowly, that you don't go and stir it by pouring in this hot water. Likewise, he says, this will also be clear that you're not doing it with the intention to stir it, and there's a hecker over here, and other people won't come to stir it based upon what you're doing. There are other items here that we didn't have a chance to go through, a very important footnote, Dirshu footnote number 116. Now we continue. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Yudalet explains, V'koshike lahogis mamish de'osr, ladling it out is also certainly stirring it with a ladle, that would definitely be osur. Ve'shliv chatv zeh, that would actually be an issur d'orais over here if it wasn't fully cooked. Lefi masha posek ha'shulchan aruch le'el b'sif dalet, that we've already discussed. That would really be cooking it over here, and that would not be allowed. However, if it's been fully cooked, then it would be permissible. Sifkat and kuf tezvav, afilu l'hagis bo. There, not only can you lay it aloud if it's fully cooked, but you'd even be allowed to go and stir it there. The ein bishul acha bishul ukede'el b'sif dalim, because there is no concept over here of bishul acha bishul, as we have previously discussed, because it's still hot. Mechaber continues and he writes, avol, tzemer layore, if you have wool over here in a big pot that is being put into the pot in order to collect the dye, to pick up a dye. So you have white wool, and you're putting into this pot that has a blue dye in it. So even though the dye has already been picked up, also lahagisbo, you would not be allowed to go stir this on Shabbos. The Rama explains pirush lenaneya also bakav, to go and take a ladle and stir this over here, because you're going to cause the dye to be picked up further. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the sifkat and kuf tezayin mishum tzoveya, this is an issur of dyeing over here. Shekein hu meleches hatzviya, this is the malacha of dyeing over here. Lahagis tomit shdei shlo yischarech, because you constantly have to stir the pot over here that has the wool in it that's picking up the dye, in order that it shouldn't become burnt. The wool will burn if it's not stirred. So gama yideh hagosa niklat hatseva batzemer yosa, and by this stirring, it also picks up the dye better. So that's not allowed on Shabbos. Then we go to the Rama. The Rama adds haga ulechatchilo yesh lizar af bekederu b'chol inyan. The Rama adds over here lechatchilo, one should be very careful with any sort of a pot over here under all circumstances. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Zayin. El, what should you do over here? Yahafo chachidera la ka'ora velo yotzi bekaf. He suggests the best thing to do is to empty it from this kli rishon and put it into a kli sheni. Don't take it out with a ladle. This way, you won't have any of the problems that we've encountered or discussed today. But he says, the Mishnah Berurah is, Ayin ba'achronim, the lo nehigin lahachmir b'zeh. The achronim are not machmir over here, like the Rama suggests. The be'emes ha'ikahu, kimoshe kasavdu mitchila, because the halacha really is like the opinion that we first said, the mevushal called sarcho, if something is fully cooked, afilu lahogis mutter. Technically, you can even go and stir it on the kli rishon, in the fire. As we'll also learn later on, in Simin Shin Chof Aleph, in the end of Sif Yutes. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Varotz lahachmir yachmir behagosa mamish." If you want to be machmir in something over here, then don't stir it actually. However, to use a ladle to take it out, avol lahotzi bechaf ein lahachmir klal. One doesn't have to be machmir over here. If it's fully cooked, you can stick a ladle in there and take it out. That's not at all a problem. Binispash lakol tzarcha, we're talking about when it is fully cooked, and ve'ein aloesh, and it's not on the fire, so it's in a kli rishon, and you're going to ladle it out, so as long as you're not stirring it, and it's not on the fire, so then if you want to be machmir, that's all you have to be machmir for, but to take it out with a ladle is perfectly permissible. The issue footnote number 120 brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, who adds, Shalagabe Hagos, in regards to stirring it over here, you don't look like an arrogant person that you're so machmer and all these things. You look like such a tzaddik. That's not a problem over here with Hagosa. This is considered an appropriate thing, not to stir it over here in the Kli Rishon. As opposed to, if you're machmer and don't take it out with a ladle, that's not proper. Here there is no maila to even be machmer, not to use a ladle to take it out, and that would be mistama mechsekira. You look like you're an arrogant person. Ramosha Zatzal adds, Sha'af hotzoa bekaf, mitachtis hakedera, eno nechsheves hagosli nizya. He says, you don't even have to be careful to take the ladle and only scoop off from the top, but you can even get from the bottom if you wanted to. Ve'ein mailu lahachmer ba, and you don't have to be machmer in this situation, talking again about a kli rishon that's not on the fire. Ve'chein da'asa alon revya yashu Zatzal, that is also his opinion. With that, we will conclude today's shir.